Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, everybody. This is it. The final Redskins Talk podcast of the 2016 season. I know that it's actually 2017. It is January 2nd, 2017. This is JP Finley, me and Rich Tandler. Just got done with a very, fairly depressing day at Redskins Park. It was locker cleanout in the morning, and then Jay Gruden gave his kind of end-of-year press conference. Rich Tandler, what are your thoughts, man?
Well, I just think they, you know, it's over too soon. You know, I didn't expect it to end this early. You know, I really thought they would beat the Giants. Now, about towards the end of the first quarter last night, I was having entirely different thoughts, entirely different feeling. But, you know, it's just, but this is how it ends. You know, it ended last year, one week later, and it's over. You know, they're making plans. You know, I'm looking at flights to Seattle, you know, to the next destination, and then boom, it's done.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels like it ended too early. I looked at you and the guys that sit right around us in the press box last night during that game, McNally and Grant, and I said, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, I said the Redskins are going to win this game. I truly thought they would win that game. Eli hit that big pass. It was impressive.
To a guy who had caught one pass for 6 yards all year.
But you know what? I mean, so that's where I was going to go is, you know, maybe it's a week too early for this team to lose, but they just weren't that good down the stretch. I think this team peaked in mid-November. After that Packers game was the best record they had all year. That Packers game is probably the most complete game they played all year because the Bears game, I mean, that Bears team is pretty bad. I don't know how much that beating them up by that wide of a margin.
And the Eagles are they're okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah, I think they'd say they're a notch or so below the Redskins this year. Now next year, who knows?
That you get some more weapons on that offense, another year for Carson Wentz. They've got a pretty good defense. But let's stay with the Skins. I asked some players this last night on our post-game show. We kind of talked to Jay Gruden about it today. How do the Skins get better in 2017? For me, you've got to really work on the defense. I think the offense, there are spots that need some help. But I think the focus needs to be on that defense.
Well, hi, Joe Barry. He's jogging by.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we are we're sitting in Tandler's luxurious Ford. Are we in a Ford Escape? Ford Edge?
Escape.
Ford Escape. And we just saw Joe B going for a jog in the rain, man. Good for him. That's commitment.
That's right.
You and I haven't jogged in 2017, I'll tell you that much.
But anyway, I think the epitaph, the tombstone inscription for this team was written by Jay Gruden last night. Terrible red zone offense, terrible red zone defense, terrible third down defense. If you want to look at three things, and I will over the next few weeks, trust me, I will crunch every number, look at it. But I think if they were even slightly below average in two of those three areas, they're still playing.
I agree. I mean, that's the thing, is this defense is going to be at the bottom of
nearly every statistical category that matters. I'm sure there'll be some that they're not. I mean, they still finished the year sacking well.
They were 22nd going into the Giants game. I don't think they fell too far from that.
Giving up 13?
Yeah, well, they give up 19.
The one at the end. But yeah, I mean, the yards, the third down conversions, there's just so many backbreakers. It was funny. We were all joking last night. The Giants had that third and 18. And we were joking, how will they convert it? Because the Skins the week before had just given up a third and 18 to Matt Barkley, of all people. So certainly Eli is capable. Let's turn that down. No, it's this one.
No. Okay.
All right. We got to keep going here. Let's talk about the free agents because there's a lot of them. Kirk Cousins, what's going to happen there?
He stays, and if I had to bet, I think he gets tagged again, whether or not, you know, and then I think we might be looking to the July 15th deadline. I think the chances are slightly better of something. I don't think last year, once he was tagged, once he signed it, a long-term deal was never going to happen. I don't think. If this year the same scenario plays out, I think the Redskins might be a little bit more committed to trying to get a deal done because of that $33, $34 million tag that would come into place in 2018.
Yeah, I think so too. It's tough with Kirk because he has very clearly established himself as an NFL starter. And if you're a person of the belief that he's not, then you're not a realistic football watcher. I mean, the guy belongs as an NFL quarterback. Now, the question is where and at how much. And he's an NFL QB, but is he a $120 million quarterback? Because that's what you're talking about for a long-term deal.
Well, you know what? If you're a competent starter and you're going to be signing a contract in the NFL in the year 2017, the answer to that is yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
we're not in a position where we have like the numbers and contracts in front of us because I just wonder what that middle tier pays. And obviously, I don't know that Kirk is in the top tier. And that's not to suggest at times he isn't. And that's not to suggest that he can't be. But I don't know, as much as the defense was awful at various points this season, to me, the struggles on the back half of this year since that Cowboys loss were more offensive issues. They couldn't score. I mean, last night against the Giants, that Giants defense manhandled them. And that Panthers game, the Panthers defense dominated that game.
Okay, right. And
those are good defenses.
To your point, you know, a top-tier quarterback, a true top-tier quarterback, elite, I hate that word, but elite, because people think there's about 15 elite quarterbacks, which completely trashes the definition of
right,
the word.
Right.
But an elite quarterback will his team pass that? Can pass well enough so that I don't care if Rob Kelly's running into a brick wall every time I hand him the ball. You know, I can do this, guys. Come on, just get on my back and I'll carry you. Kirk Cousins is not a get on my back and I'll carry you kind of guy. Maybe for a few quarters here and there, maybe even for a whole game, but not game in, game out when it's needed. And that's what...
So that's the question then. You know, that's the question that this team is going to juggle with. If the cost is Andrew Luck money, and not to suggest that Kirk Cousins is Andrew Luck, but the way the market works and the way the cap will work, that's about what we're going to end up talking about, you know? Or that's certainly what the Mike McCartney and Kirk Cousins camp is going to be looking at. Is we're talking $60 million guaranteed and $120 overall for 5 years. Something like that.
Well, what?
Right?
Okay, right. But what's the alternative?
That's the question. I mean, you know, we heard it a year ago. What does Colt give you?
No.
You
he
say that,
not,
though.
He is not a solution for 16 games.
Just what I'm saying is we've heard Scott say, You invest that money elsewhere on the team. You get a great defense. I mean, it's just crazy that we're all the way back to this conversation. And maybe we're not all the way back to it, but it's going to be interesting the next... I can't wait to see what we start to hear about the contract negotiations. Give everybody a quick primer, because it's not just you and I arguing about Kirk. Let's talk Deshaun, Pierre, Chris Baker, Chris Thompson, Will Compton. Well,
Thompson's restricted, Compton's restricted. But they're both under team control. So if the team wants them back, they're back.
Gotcha. Okay. But let's talk, when can negotiations start? When does free agency hit? I'm guessing
what,
you know
what
all
time
these
is
dates.
It now? I mean, negotiations could, with anybody but Kirk, Cousins is, what did the game end, 7:30 last night? That's where they could start negotiations with Cousins. They could have. They have been, and I've heard. I read. I believe it was from John Kine, said that they have been some initial talks with Vernon Davis, another unrestricted. An unrestricted free agent.
That, I mean, that's on the far other end of the spectrum.
Yes.
From Kirk.
Yeah, and but no other. You know, not with Garcon, not with Jackson at this point. But they could. They could be. They could have been negotiating anytime.
And when it's like early February or mid-February, when free agency opens in earnest?
March 9th.
March 9th. So does that mean we actually get to rest in February? I don't know why I have that date in my head.
Well, the February, you've got the combine. The franchise tag deadline is going to be sometime around the 20th.
So franchise tag deadline is to tag somebody, but then you can negotiate all the way up until mid-July.
July 15th, correct.
So, I mean, in one way, just because we all know, and you talk to any NFL agent, and they'll tell you that the NFL is a deadline-driven league. So in one way, the Kirk talks, the first deadline they face would be that mid-February franchise tag situation.
Right.
Because I think a franchise tag for Kirk is very much still in play again.
Well, yeah. You know, you really can't let it go. Unless you have a deal before that deadline, you really can't let it go past that, because then you've completely lost control. And you could easily find yourself
losing the player.
Colt McCoy at the top of your depth chart at quarterback.
Well, and you lose the player, and then you lose any leverage if you do want to try.
Any possible compensation.
Right. Because, I mean, you think about what could happen. Kyle Shanahan goes to Denver. It's very, very well known how much the Shanahans love Kirk. I mean, you talk about compensation and possible interesting ways to work things out. I would think...
Of course, what matters there is what John Elway's evaluation of Kirk Cousins would
sure,
be.
Sure, sure.
And what he would value him at, but...
But I would wager that Kirk is starting for the Redskins come September 10th, 2017, whatever day their first game is going to be.
Well, yeah, that's the Sunday. The Sunday is September 10th. A mere 251 days away, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. The need-to-know machine never sleeps. With the first round pick, 17th pick is what they're going to get. Who do you, if you don't have, so do you have a guy in mind?
No.
Or is there a position?
Best available player.
Best available player, even if it's a tackle.
Best available player.
Okay. Best available player on their board,
see, the thing
if it's a
guys,
quarterback.
There are always guys, oh, hell yes, I take quarterback. With Cousins on a franchise tag going up to $33 million next year.
You got Sudfeld there, man. What are you going to do with Nate? Nate Suds.
A quarterback. I like Sudfeld. Great guy. Great kid.
I don't think we know.
Not a starting quarterback.
We don't know any. I think it's entirely premature to write off. Not to suggest he will be a quarterback, but just to dismiss him seems a little unfair.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have no idea.
Okay. That's my call right now.
Okay. It seems premature. But we're
over under for NFL starts in his career is 3.
3 NFL starts for Sudfeld?
Yeah. You're taking the under. You're taking the under.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know, I don't know. You know, hell. Matt McGloin started a few games. Matt Barkley is.
Who's going to start for the Raiders in this playoff game?
What's his name?
Jeff Hostetler?
No, Connor Cook.
All right. Connor Cook starting a playoff game. Give me over 3 starts for Nate Sudfeld. You don't ever know what is going to happen.
Okay. Anyway, we're sidetracked.
We're on a serious tangent here.
Yes.
I think our listeners can tell Taylor and I have had not nearly enough sleep over the last week.
This is how the same way we do it with plenty of sleep. So don't fool us.
That's a good point.
I doubt
we're fooling anybody.
Right.
Rob Kelly, per Jay Gruden, Rob Kelly is your 2017 starting running back.
Okay.
I know you're not going to like that.
Way premature to say that.
But he said it.
I think Jay said it. Right. I realize that. I think Scott McLuhan might have different ideas.
Do you think Matt Jones...
Third or fourth round running back.
I think Matt Jones might be done.
Matt Jones...
I think there's more going on there than we know.
Matt Jones averaged half a yard per carry, almost 0.4 yards more per carry than Rob Kelly did. He also had two 100-yard games as opposed to one... Rob Kelly started the last half of the season, he got one 100-yard game.
You love Matt Jones, dude.
You love Matt Jones.
Just admit it.
Again, I just feel better if you admit him. I think the team did itself a disservice by burying him on the bench the entire second half of the year.
I've heard whispers of a story that I am not in a position to report yet. Hopefully someday that position will come. But I think there was more going on there than we know.
It's possible. I mean, it sure looks like it, because you can't tell me that Mac Brown is a more talented back than Matt Jones.
Mac Brown busted that long one against the Bears.
Run.
I knew you'd like that.
I mean, Matt Jones has had several plays, like not runs, but between runs and passes, several plays.
Several?
Like that. Yeah.
You got
three or four.
All right, that's not several.
Four is several.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Several to me is like seven.
No.
Several,
no,
seven.
That's a bunch.
SEV.
No.
There's at least...
Several is four or five. We can look that up.
It's
later.
Not three, dude.
Okay, I know. But he probably has more than that.
We both... You get to talk to Doxson today?
No.
Okay.
Didn't see him.
I talked to Josh Doxson today. So, he tells me in the locker room, you know, if we had a playoff game and we were eligible to get one more guy off IR... I like to think I could get a crack at it. Those are roughly his words. If you want to read the exact words, go to CSN Mid-Atlantic. I wrote a story about it, and we have the video posted, so you can hear exactly what he's saying and draw your own conclusion. Jay Gruden, in his press conference, is asked about Doxson, and I don't know how that he shared the same level of optimism. He said, I hope he's ramped it up about his progress. And then Jay also talked about that it's both Achilles, which we kind of knew but never really knew. The whole Doxson injury situation has been so bizarre.
Yeah, you know, but I think Jay can be... Once a guy is on IR and he can't come off and you're in a season, you know, which they were in season, what, until about 20 hours?
Yeah, true.
And he's got a lot of stuff to do. He's not going to check up on Doxson. That's the, you know, he can't help him. So that's the furthest thing from his mind. He went, he got home, he came in, he said he was in his office available for players who wanted to drop by and talk. I mean, he really hasn't had a chance to get an update on Josh Doxson.
True. But the only flip side of that is 24 hours ago, right? Or certainly 36 hours ago, they were playing and probably looking what would happen if we are in the playoffs. And if that's the guy you're thinking about coming off the IR...
He couldn't. Once Corey Lichtensteiger came off of IR, Doxson was done.
Even there's no playoff exception?
No.
Okay. So Doxson kind of made that up? Or was it more of a hypothetical?
He said if there was. Yeah, I think he was posing a hypothetical. I think he knew he was done.
Okay. It's a good hypothetical then.
Yeah.
Can they count on him?
As much as you can count on anybody. I don't know if he's through this. I don't know. It's just a...
I don't think this
condition.
Is as much as you can count on anybody, because this is a unique situation.
It is weird, and I that wasn't really what I meant to say, but I think you
We're
have
live,
to
baby.
Cry.
It was a podcast.
What?
We're live, man.
Well, I know, but I still have to think things out. Do you want a long pause? Before I say anything, that makes
it'd
it even
dramatic,
worse.
A dramatic pause.
Okay.
And we're back.
How that?
All right. The Doxson situation will unfold. The hard part is we all want answers right now, and we're not going to get any answers. I mean, maybe Jay goes to the Senior Bowl, and we get to talk to him there. We'll kind of see what happens. Joe Barry. We just saw him jog by. We talked about that. Yeah.
He hasn't come back.
I'm sure he is coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
We'll be getting tweets about, I don't even want. Yo, folks, if you're listening to this, try not to be so angry on Twitter. Some of the tweets I've seen in the last 24 hours are.
They've calmed down in the last.
Last night was nuts.
Last night was nuts.
All right. Is Joe Barry coming back?
I don't see him. Oh, anyway. I'm going to say no, but not with a whole lot of, you know, assurance. It just,
yeah, I'd say.
Is it talent or is it the coaching? You know, that's really the thing on defense. You know, you're telling me that if you give, you know, okay, let's take Wade Phillips because he's the people's
name
choice,
du jour, right?
Right. He's a name du jour, and evidently he's a free agent in Denver. If you gave him Ziggy Hood and great blue-collar guy, works hard, Cullen Jenkins, but they're like two of your main four contributors on the defensive line, are you serious? Will Blackman's great, and I think Will Blackman actually played decently, but he's not a dynamic playmaker at safety.
Right.
By any stretch
of the imagination. He's also forced to change positions at 32.
Dante freaking Whitner?
Terrible. He was terrible
for the vast majority of the season.
I don't know.
You give me him?
Yeah.
Duke Ahinacho, who...
Can we talk about something real quick?
You've
progressively pronounced that name worse as the season has gone. Ahinacho. You got the Duke part. Ahinacho.
Yeah. Ahinacho.
Yeah. You were saying it fine in like November.
Okay.
I think it was that the damn Bears PA announcer screwed you
could
up
be.
When we were in Chicago, because he was butchering everything.
Every name. But anyway, he still can't tackle. No matter how you say his name, he still can't tackle. He led the team in missed tackles with 15, at least going into this last game. Will Compton was second with 11, and Compton had played 300 more snaps than he had.
Well, and Compton probably had three times the tackles.
Yes.
You know, I mean, yeah. Compton's getting so many tackles.
Okay. But back to Barry. If you give me those guys in my safeties, you give me that for a defensive line, and you're wondering why I can't stop third and long and get run on,
yeah,
the way they do, and you know stuff like it, you know. But okay, if you're going to really start to, but you have to look at them and you have to say, okay, if I'm going to have to really change out, you know, half my defense or more than that, you know, whatever, four or five players out of the 11 on defense out of the starters, do you want to do that under a new guy and get people who are going to do things the way he wants them done and players under his?
I definitely agree that there's a talent deficiency defensively. So it makes it hard to really evaluate Joe Barry.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've said this to you, I think there was kind of this status quo addiction. There was this hesitancy to make changes. And we've argued that you say it's not worth making a change unless you're sure the thing that what you're changing for is better. But I would say you've got to try some things when nothing is working. And that didn't happen.
Is that something you see happen a lot around the league?
That other guys play?
That other guys make give a quick hook.
Quick hook. I'm talking week 12, dude. That's not a quick hook.
Like
the Dante Whitner experiment needed to end three weeks before the quad injury.
I don't think Duke was that much of an upgrade.
I think when Sua was healthy, he should have been given a chance. I know.
I don't know if that was up to him. I don't know if that was up to Barry to just move him to safety. I think they had a plan for him all along. He was going to stay at inside at nickel linebacker all year, and then move up to safety next year. I don't think they wanted.
I've heard a couple different things as to how he ended up staying at linebacker. But even beyond that, I think there was schematic things like the hesitancy to move Josh Norman around early in the season. Why not let him?
That lasted for a game.
3 weeks. It wasn't until Odell Beckham.
He was following Dez some in week two.
By the fourth quarter.
And then in week three. So that was a game and a half.
But why even start that way? Like, let your best players do what they're best at.
Well, they didn't know he's good at that. He's supposed to be a zone corner.
I don't know. Is this Chris Russell cutting us off here? Ooh, Russell, don't get stuck in the mud, man.
Yeah, man.
You better hit the gas. Go. All right, folks, Chris Russell has safely made it to the road.
That's good.
All right, Joe Barry, percentage, I'd say it's like 60, 30, 40 go.
Yeah.
65, something 35, like maybe. Yep. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, but it's not a sure thing. For people are saying
right.
he's well, gone, it's not agreed. A sure thing.
Sean McVay. I don't think he goes now, but I think he's another year away.
I think they need to start grooming his replacement. You know, if they don't want to bring in somebody from the outside. I don't know if that person is on the staff. You know, is Matt Kavanaugh capable offensive coordinator?
What about a guy like Bill Callahan?
Well, Callahan, I think
who has a lot of input in plays now.
Yes, I don't know if he's really that passing game guy that is really the heart of the offense.
He's called a lot of passes in his career, but yeah, I hear you. And he's so good at what he does when he just works with the linemen that maybe
line,
you leave him there.
Running game.
All right. So I think our conclusion is we don't know much. Is that what you and I are saying?
It's like I said, the season ended. Now we're at 21 hours ago, and yeah, things But the thing is, they get to work in a hurry. I mean, that free agency date, March 9th, sounds a long way off, but it's
going to be here
2 months plus a week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is all that.
Well, I think the franchise tag deadline will be our first Alamo moment, you know? I mean, that's when we're really going to know, okay, something's happening here. In the meantime, Tandler, tell everybody where to find your stuff.
I'm on Twitter, where you can find everything I do, Rich_Tandler.
And if you're up CSN. At 5 in the morning, Rich is there, ready to talk.
I'm there. Yes, ask me a question. I'm there. You have my...
When is your Twitter most active?
Is it most active? I
don't know. Like, when are you most active
in the morning?
Twitter?
You know, from when I'm up 5 to noon.
How much money will you spend at Starbucks in the next month?
You know, I got bought myself a Keurig machine for Christmas.
Ooh.
So I'll be staying home and brewing coffee, my afternoon coffee there. Most of that. I still go to Starbucks once or twice a week.
I thought you liked to get out of the house and get some work done.
I do, but I decided looking at the Starbucks expenditures, just decided staying home half the time, going there half the time.
Getting wiser, Tandler.
Yes,
good move. So maybe I should get a Diet Coke machine in my
house.
There
you go.
And that would cut back on my 7-Eleven budget.
There you go.
But the Diet Coke at 7-Eleven is a dollar. You don't get out of Starbucks for like $5-$7.
No, right. Exactly. It adds up.
So... when do you and I see each other again?
Well, we got to plan our off-season coverage here at some point in the next week.
We do.
So I gotta.
Do we have to meet with our boss, Mike Wargo, who might be listening?
He's not listening this deep into the.
He bailed out.
We can say whatever. He bailed.
All right, Tandler. It's been fun, man.
Okay.
It was a good year. We did good stuff. To our listeners, thank you very much. The podcast will continue. We will. Tandler and I will go every week. I got. A lot of players that said today they would record a podcast with me in the next month or so. So hopefully we get those podcasts done. We will see what happens. We really appreciate you guys, the listeners. Say thank you.
Yeah, hey, thank you.
And check us out, Facebook, Twitter, download the podcast, give us some reviews and such. We will talk to you guys later.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.